Welcome to the Tradeswomen Australia podcast series that promotes women in trades. Here you'll hear stories of success and ambition from some of the industry's most inspirational women.
The thing that I love about the industry is that it is really creative and that your imagination is the limit, really.
This week we're chatting with Jess, a horticulturalist working at Melbourne Zoo. Jess has had an amazing career and it all started when she decided to start her own business in year 11.
Hi, my name is Jess. I'm a qualified horticulturalist and landscape gardener and I run my own business.
So Jess, how did you get into horticulture and landscaping?
So I've always really had an interest in being outside and being in the garden and the backyard working with my dad, who's also a horticulturalist and turf manager. And he really piqued my interest towards getting into that industry. And then when I did my first round of work experience in year 10, I worked for my uncle, who's a landscaper, and did a lot of like cement mixing for paving and trench digging and that kind of thing on a job with him. And then I did another week at a local nursery, and that really got my interest going. And from there, I just really knew that I was passionate about it, and that was the career path that I wanted to follow. And then from then on, I really started working really hard towards getting into the industry and started a certificate 2 in landscaping during year 11 and 12. And then from then on, I continued my studies and started my own business in year 11.
That's amazing.
Yeah. So it was really just for a bit of cash on the side to start with, doing it for family, friends and people that I knew really well. And then it really just, I didn't have any idea what I was doing, but it really just picked up from there. And I continued doing that once I'd finished high school, and through my diploma of horticulture, when I was studying, I was able to sort of have my business as quite a flexible work hours and still earn a good income while studying.
Wow. So how did you go starting your own business? Did you have anyone to help you?
Yeah, I really think I threw myself in the deep end a little bit, starting my own business and then deciding to continue with it after high school, because I really had no idea what I was doing, and I was just getting little bits of information through my parents and through other family friends who have their business for the more bookwork and business side of things. And then really my dad has been a big mentor in the horticulture industry and has coached me through a lot of things and has really helped me along the way with it.
And what's your business called?
So my business name is Blackbird Horticultural Services, and I've recently just started an Instagram account by the same name. And I still run my business, actually, and I've been running that since 2012.
Wow, that's so amazing, Jess. Seriously, congratulations.
I mean, it's been a lot of hard work as well, but, you know, I sort of often forget to take a step back and think, oh, like actually I've been running my own business from quite a young age, and that's in itself is an achievement. You know, even if the business doesn't work out, it's still an achievement to give that a really red hot go.
And can you walk us through a typical day in your shoes?
So at the moment I'm working with Melbourne Zoo in the horticultural department on a fixed part-time contract. So I'm on a contract for 6 months with them, and I'm working 4 days a week with them. So my typical day, I just drive into the zoo and then start at 6:30 a.m. and do my cleanups for the day. So pick up any litter, do any blowing that needs to be done to clean up my area. And then I just start work on whatever I think needs to be done to maintain that area that I have been given. And then for the other Friday and some weekends, I'm working for myself. So I have a handful of clients that I keep under my books, and I visit them on a weekly or fortnightly basis and maintain their gardens and their properties. Often, you know, some of my clients do have quite large properties, so it's quite a variety of things on that Friday or Saturday. Sometimes I actually do sort of contract work for other companies and other landscapers for a bit of variety, or I do more landscaping or design type jobs where I do something different and have contractors come and help me with those.
Ooh, that'd be so fascinating. Do you get to go into the cages?
Occasionally I get to visit the animals, and sort of I've been behind the scenes with the orangutans and with the lions, but it's not too often that I really get sort of a close-up with the keeper and the animal, and they show me what they can do.
If someone wanted to pursue a similar career path to you and get into horticulture, how could they do that?
So there's a lot of different options in the horticulture industry because it is quite a wide variety of things that you can do in the industry. You can really start off with like a diploma or a certificate in horticulture and then go into landscaping or go into irrigation or turf or floristry or whatever you want to do. So it's quite a wide variety of things available. But personally, if you have a passion for the industry, as crazy as it sounds, I would really recommend starting your own business on the side of what you're currently doing and just earning a bit of extra cash, doing it for family, friends, and really that can really pique your interest as well as get your foot in the door with sort of job interviews or putting in resumes. You know, it shows that you have worked in the industry, and running your own business is actually something that's regarded as quite an achievement. So it's sort of, it really can help you a lot.
You make it sound really easy.
It's really not, but it's a lot of fumbling around, but you can get there.
For those who are considering going out on their own to begin with, what kind of jobs could you get yourself started with to get some experience under your belt?
So I would really recommend starting small and just doing, you know, weeding jobs or pruning jobs or just really maintenance work jobs in the beginning if you are starting your own business. And really just use your family and friends, use your connections that you already have and just volunteer yourself. Hey, do you need, you know, any landscape work or any gardening work just to clean up your place? And really talk with the clients and figure out what it is that they really want out of you and what they want out of their garden. And then it becomes quite easy because you're just following their instructions, really. You're just weeding this or pruning this or making this look better. And you can really educate yourself by reading or looking a lot of YouTube videos online or anything like that to really, if you really don't know what you're doing, you know, that can really help you along.
And how did you find yourself some clients?
I really started my business working for just two or three family friends, and just occasionally I'd go to their house and do some weeding, and I would just maintain contact with them. And then it started to become more of a schedule, so more of a business structure, I suppose, where you have them on a fortnightly or weekly or monthly basis, whatever they need. And then from getting jobs with them and working for family friends, really just word started to spread. And I did end up printing my own business cards, but I've still got 100 of them sitting there because nobody ever really requires them. You know, family friends pass on my number, or then that person who I've worked for that was their friend passes my number on to somebody else, and it really just grows from there. So really, word of mouth is just exactly how my business grows.
And during your career, what have been the jobs that you're really proud of that you would like to share?
Well, I think working on the larger jobs like the Corner Hotel in Richmond and the Garden State Hotel in Flinders Lane, I think they were pretty amazing. And I used to walk in the door to the job, you know, on those sites, both of those sites, I was the only female on site. And I used to get looks from other people like, oh, you know, why is she here? And one guy even said to me once, oh, are you here for the catering staff? And, you know, I think it just surprises a lot of people that you're there for the landscaping crew. And it's just it really working on those bigger jobs, really, I get excited by that because a whole lot of people are going to be going to events there or eating dinner there or seeing your work all the time. Whereas in someone's backyard, you know, that really it's just their family and friends and their network that would see that, and you know, it's quite exciting, but it's not as exciting as doing a big job that's more public. And probably actually getting my job at Melbourne Zoo is a really big achievement, and I am quite proud of getting my foot in the door with them because they are quite hard to get into. But probably in my own business, I think some big moments for me were sort of having jobs that were quite large and different, like a landscape design job or a turf laying job or a big irrigation job. And it's just been me, and I've managed it and been able to do a good job and achieve that on my own. I think that's been a really big thing for me to be able to do that.
And has there been anyone during your career who's been a great mentor for you and helped you do what you do?
Yeah, so I did a bit of contract work for Greg Palmer, who his business is AS Botanical, and he does a lot of different landscape work. He does a lot of indoor landscapes. So really working with him through a bit of work experience during my diploma and then contracting to him through my own business afterwards was really interesting. And he is a fantastic horticulturalist and has a lot of knowledge. And really, he sort of helped me get through a lot of different confidence issues with my own business and really sort of made it seem more simple, I suppose. And he, you know, really made it seem achievable to be doing really interesting jobs and for big companies as well. So I work on the Corner Hotel in Richmond, and we did the whole landscape in the new extension part up the top. And I also worked on the Garden State Hotel in Flinders Lane in Melbourne. So doing those sorts of jobs were really interesting and something really different.
And Jess, what have you got planned for your future in the industry?
So I'd really like to keep my job with Melbourne Zoo, and I'm hoping to get a permanent contract with them to keep my 4 days that I'm currently working. And then I think in the future, I have been doing garden maintenance for quite a while now, and it starts to get a bit tedious and, you know, it can be a bit draining physically. So really I'd like to start taking on small design jobs or landscape design work and then work with other contractors and implement those designs and really see them come to life. And I feel like that kind of work is really rewarding and will really complement my maintenance work that I'm doing with Melbourne Zoo.
I imagine design work would be so much fun. What's your favourite part about design?
Well, I think really seeing how excited clients can get about designs and what is really possible. And, you know, I think my favourite part about design is talking with the client saying, yeah, you could do that or you could do this. And their eyes just light up and go, really, you know, I can actually do that. And I say, yeah, I can make that happen. And I think that's probably one of the most rewarding and exciting things about design.
And what advice do you have for someone who really wants to break into the industry? What can they do to help themselves get into it?
Yeah, I would say don't be intimidated by the amount of competition there is in this industry and really just absolutely go for it. You know, follow other women in the industry who are on social media and really get your inspiration from them and just drive yourself to start, even starting your own business, and really just doing work for family, friends to get that experience. And then you can go for a bigger job with another company that may put you on as an apprentice or something like that. But at least starting your own business or doing small jobs on the side of what you're currently doing for your career may really get your foot in the door into the industry.
Are there many women in horticulture and landscaping?
Yeah, the horticulture industry does actually have quite a few women in it, and the numbers are growing. There's 4 of us in the horticulture department at Melbourne Zoo, which is really fantastic. It creates a more equal balance, I suppose. But I also did a little bit of work for another landscaper who runs her own business. Her name's Kate Ashton, and she employs another young woman to work for her, and they do a lot of new landscape designs and installs together. And there is quite a few women in the industry. But it would be great to get more.
And what do you think we could do to get more women into the industry?
If we can encourage other women and really even make it more public that there are women in this industry, it can really provoke other women to think, yeah, that's really doable and really achievable, and I can also get involved, and it's a really viable career option for me as well. And I think the more numbers of women that we have coming into apprenticeships or studies or that kind of thing will really boost, you know, everyone's interest, and, you know, other women will really want to get involved when they know they won't be alone.
And listeners, you're never alone. Head to our social media if you want to get some support and assisting you with your career. Jess, thank you so much for coming on the show today. Do you have any final words of wisdom for our listeners?
The horticulture industry is really, there's so much variety in it. And no matter, you know, if you're starting your studies off as just a base horticulture course or a certificate, a diploma in horticulture, then you can really go anywhere with it. You can do, you know, turf or irrigation or floristry, or really do something more creative. And that's part of the thing that I love about the industry, is that it is really creative and that your imagination is the limit, really.
Jess, thank you so much for sharing your story. How can listeners get in touch with you?
Thanks for listening to my podcast. If you would like to get in touch with me, you can contact me through Tradeswomen Australia.
Thanks, Jess, and thank you, listeners, for tuning in. Until next time, catch you later. Thank you for tuning into today's show in partnership with the Federal Department of Education and Training Real Skills for Real Careers. You can find out more about pursuing an apprenticeship and beginning your lady tradie career on our website at www.tradeswomenaustralia.com.au or on the myskills.gov.au website. If you enjoyed our show today, please leave us a 5-star rating and spread the word to encourage more women into trades.